reach back out to you if after I get the domain finalized and my both websites linked together with my other Instagram platforms and Yelp? Would I have to reach back out to you to say, all right, now I have all these up and running, can you tie them in together, or is basically all tied up by AI?
Oh, hi, Alex. Alex, hi.
Yes.
My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director, and Tara wanted me to get on the line here, and I did just get on the line and heard your question. So everything that we do can be updated later. Like if it's, you know, an updated name or phone number or address, or if you're wanting to add additional services and things like that, we can always make updates later on. You'll already have that placement. I know that you're working on a website right now, it looks like. Our job, of course, is to make sure that that website is seen by the people in that 15-20 mile radius. And then, of course, everything we do is on a flat rate month to month. There's no long-term contract. But, of course, that means that as long as you're a happy, satisfied client, it is our job to make sure that your phone is ringing. So Tara put in the notes here, you're working on a different website, but we can make those changes down the road. Our job, of course, is to make sure you're a verified company on Google and Bing, and that we create the content the search engines search for. So it's almost 70 different directories, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, all of that. Most importantly, we'll be talking about your services and your service area. And that's what the search engines search for, what Google and Bing use to determine what businesses will be displayed on the first page is, you know, the companies with the most relevant content for that person's particular search. So we would create that content for you, keep it updated and optimized, offer our services on a month-to-month basis, and you'd be looking at exactly $299.00. It would be that exact amount. Now, it is a reduced rate for a younger company, but it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. No matter how long you choose to use the service, it would only ever be that exact amount. Of course, the calls come to you, so you're not paying for the lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. But it does allow you to kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. And again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just that flat rate of $199. Tara said you might have to budget for it, but it is going to pay for itself. I mean, obviously, when it is a month-to-month service, we have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Okay. I'm sure you've got questions for me if it's something you'd want to do. But at least on the surface, is that something you would want for your company at this point?
And this is separate from Google Ads, right?
Yeah, we can do Google paid ads, and I don't think you would need to at this point. I mean, you're looking at a 10 or 20 mile radius. Google ads are important for someone who wants to be found far away from where they operate or where they're based out of. So, you know, 40 miles away, 50 miles away, that's where it's important to do Google ads. Google ads are requiring a minimum of $300 just to get started on a month-to-month basis, minimum ad spend of $300. So this would not include that. I don't think you would need it, and certainly I don't think it would be the most budget-friendly for you at this point. But like I said, 15 or 20 miles is something we can easily do with local SEO. So you'd be appearing in that section just below the paid ads at the top of the page. So it's still at the top of the page. It's that local map or that path result that pops up.
It's about $7 a day.
Yeah, I mean, roughly. And of course, I think for your services, one job would easily offset the cost of the service. You know, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs a month just to break even. Like I said, one job would offset the cost of the service and then some. And, you know, I know it's pretty much just you, but like I said, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, you know, big jobs or small, it's just that flat rate.
And if I start today, does it run 30 days from
correct
today?
Yeah. 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 So okay. It's the day that you start. It would bill today for exactly $199, and then it would bill next month on the same date. So you'd be paid up from today through the 22nd of next month. I did notice the Angie Leads, the kind of home advisor powered by Angie, right? Are you paying for leads currently? Are you using that service right now? How do you like it?
They just start rolling in. I paid for it last week.
Oh, I see.
Leads are starting to roll in.
Okay.
I'm contacting the customers. I landed one.
Oh, that's good.
So far, yeah, but so far it's not 100% guaranteed I'm gonna secure the job. I have to go and bid on it.
And unfortunately, that's kind of what happens because it is a shared lead system. So the same lead that you get is sent and sold to like 6 or even 8 of your competitors. You all do still pay for that lead, of course, whether you get the job or not. And I mean, it's hard for me to say that really Angie's cares more about you getting that job than anyone else that they're charging for that same exact lead. In fact, like I said, when no one gets the job, you all still pay for that lead and they make their money. But with us, it's quite different. I mean, your success is our success. Like I said, we really have to get your phone ringing quickly and keep it ringing to earn your business. One thing that I'll do here though, I mean, really mostly because, you know, you're a young company. I want to make it affordable for you, but there is a promo code in our system. Where is it? There it is. So this is not specifically for Angie's, but it is for someone who is currently spending advertising dollars elsewhere. And it does allow me to reduce the cost of the setup fee that normally attaches to that first month. I might, you know, sometimes take, you know, 20, 30, 50% off of it. I want to go ahead and waive the entire $99 setup fee just to make it a little bit more affordable for you to get this going. Keep in mind you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll know that the service is working. And although there are no long-term contracts, we know our clients keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page.
Right. Okay. So
do you have any other questions?
Would be, just so what you just described to me, this would be a separate service from the initial call?
How do you mean?
Where this, you just said you can waive $99.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's usually a setup fee. The setup fee is there because of all the content that we have to create. Like I said, the 70 or so directories that we create, I mean, there is time, of course, and resources involved, and in some cases we actually have to pay to have those directories created, but it's important. I mean, it's necessary. It's what puts you on that first page, kind of the quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destinations, directory submissions, etc. We need to create that content to get you on that first page. There is sometimes a setup fee that we charge in the first month to help us kind of offset the heavy lifting, so to speak, and the time and the resources. But I'd be happy to waive that setup fee. So like I said, it would just be the $199 out the door, you know, for the first month, and then it would bill once a month moving forward at the exact flat rate of $199.
Okay, and that's if customers are looking for me.
Well, they are. I mean, you offer a number of different services, and you know, people are looking for it all the time, you know. But it is a flat rate no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do.
Okay. I want to think about it. I really do. I'm really convinced that I need to spend money on marketing. That's something I'm not willing to cut off, you know, from my budget. I need to, though, test out what I have right now, see where my biggest return is and double down on that. You know what I mean? So if Yelp isn't doing it for me, if Angie's not doing it for me, or
so when
Atlanta...
Uh-huh. Oh, well, go ahead. I was just going to say, I mean,
if my Atlanta web page isn't,
You
know, if my don't, you know, if it's not,
well,
I want to see, I want to track the trend from which one I'm getting the most.
So a website, no matter how nice it is, no matter how well built it is, even if it's got like Atlanta in the domain name, or you name your pictures that were taken in Atlanta, you know, keyword density, schema markup, meta tags, no matter what you build into a website, it's not going to get you on that first page. I mean, 5, 6, 7 years ago, maybe for sure, it would have helped a lot. But most business owners have a website these days. So what a website, any website needs is to kind of be backlinked and cross-referenced to the content that Google looks for. I know you're a young company, but, you know, keeping your business going and paying for your bills without work coming in just makes things tighter down the road. You mentioned Yelp too. I don't know. Are you paying like $300 a month for Yelp?
No, I didn't commit to Yelp yet. I just set it up and they want me to purchase Yelp ads.
Yeah, seriously, why pay Yelp ads when you can be on Google for a flat rate? I don't know. You know, I mean, Yelp is pretty expensive for what you get. Not a lot of people use Yelp, and certainly not for the services that you provide. So I'm glad to hear at least you're not spending money on Yelp, because it probably would, you know, you would wait and find out that it wasn't working for you. But yeah, I mean, if you're working to build a website right now, the important thing is that people see it. I mean, business owners understand I need a website. Websites is what people look at. But if they don't go past the first page and your website's not on that first page, no matter how nice your website is, it's the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. People aren't going to find it on their own, or it's a digital business card. You say, this is my website, go find it. In that case, it only works when people are already contacting you. I think what you want, I think the whole point of having a website is for people who don't already know you to find you on their own. And of course, the way that people find companies that they're not already aware of, we don't call our dad anymore to find out who we should call. We don't use the yellow pages anymore. We Google it.
Right.
We jump on our smartphone and we hop on our computer. We type in what we need, find someone in the area, someone on the first page, someone who's got a website that we can look at. And that way you're going to get calls from people who know that you do what they're looking for, and they're calling you directly and calling you specifically. And at that point, they're basically calling you because they want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate. You're already seeing that Angie's is not all it's cracked up to be. You know, I mean, hopefully you'll get some work out of it. Hopefully it will at least pay for the membership fee and what you've spent and will spend on new leads. But even my clients that have success with their lead service, whether it's the one you've got or Thumbtack, Networks, any of the others, most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners prefer to get direct phone calls. I don't think anyone wants to pay for a lead or chase down that lead or be in a bidding war with their competitors or deal with someone who's looking for the cheapest guy in town or just an estimate. That happens a lot with the lead-based service. I don't think I'm even asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars, Alex. I know that those leads are expensive, and if you kept them on pause or just turned them on pause for like 48 hours at a time, if you do that, you know, once a week, I think that in itself would free up the $199 to get this going, right?
Yeah, if I do correctly, right.
And like I said, you're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You don't have to stop using Angie's, but once you see that your phone is ringing from being listed on Google and Bing, you'll probably be happy to keep your leads turned off and just get those phone calls, right? I mean, it's just you. It's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on. But I think the last thing that any business owner has time to do is call somebody who may not answer, or call somebody who says, hey, I already hired someone, stop calling me. I talked to a woman this morning. She said that the leads that she's getting, and she was using Angie's also, she said, I got a lead, I called them, they had already had their windows replaced by the time I called them. So she's getting a lead that obviously went to her competitors, but so long ago that the call was not already scheduled with another contractor, the job, but it was already completed by another contractor. And of course, mm-hmm. you know, she's going to call Angie's and tell them what happened and then, you know, explain and get a credit back. You don't get your money back, but you get credited for another lead. But that just has you in that same endless cycle of chasing leads that don't always turn into work. And sometimes they're nothing but a headache and a hassle. So, I mean, like I said, I'd be happy to waive the entire setup fee. It's something I don't normally do because we do have to spend a lot of time and resources right. to get you on that first page. I'm just trying to make it affordable enough for you to move forward with it because I know that, you know, I mean, Tara's taking her lunch break right now, but once she gets off lunch, it's our job to fill this position today. So she's going to keep calling through her list of pre-qualified candidates, businesses that have some online presence, but no bad reviews, and certainly, of course, provide the services for this particular listing in the area. She called you. You've got 2 5-star reviews, no bad reviews, and obviously you've got a little bit of online presence, but not enough to keep you on that first page. I mean, let me ask you, I mean, if I can keep it on a month-to-month basis, waive that $99 setup fee, reduce your rate. I mean, we're actually reducing the rate from the normal rate of $399 down to $199. So $199 is what we typically will try when we can to offer to younger businesses. Like I said, at that point, though, it's below our operating costs. We're going to spend more in time and resources in that first month to get you on that first page than you would be paying us in the $199. So we have to actually earn your business for several months just to break even. And, of course, down the road, we still have to update and optimize everything. But your success is our success, you know, and we've been around since 2004. So for over 18 right. years as a top-rated company, there's no way we could keep our doors open, Alex, if we were, you know, offering our service below what it costs us to provide the service and then not seeing the results or not getting our clients the results that they need to see to keep them active and satisfied clients.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And can I try just for a month to see if it works for me?
Yeah, it's actually on a month-to-month basis. You know, mm-hmm. there's no long-term contract. It is at will, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it too. I mean, I know it's kind of just you. If we do send you a lot of work and, you know, you get more work than you want to take on, you can pause the service. You can pause the service seasonally even, or if you want to go on vacation. But as long as you're happy and using the service, it would just be that flat rate, that $199. Now, the business is currently listed as CHT. Is that still accurate?
Yeah, CHT United. Mm-hmm.
Got it. And the phone number that we're talking on, Alex, that would be the number that you would want your customers to call, right? That's the business
yeah.
number. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah, absolutely.
It is. Okay, perfect. And is it a smartphone, too? Can you receive a text message
yes.
on that number? Okay. So the
yes.
text message is mostly just from us. I mean, you're going to get calls directly to you from your clients, but for us, we use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually just for something that, you know, lengthy and something we want you to have for your records. We'll email it out to you. Most of the time, we'll just give you a quick phone call or send you a text message. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, text and
text,
email.
Text is, yeah. Okay, text and email. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you, because I actually saw a physical address on that Angie Leeds profile, but I believe you are service-based, meaning you always go out to the customer, and no one ever
Correct.
Does come to you, right? There's no physical address that you would want us to promote for your business online?
Exactly. I just did that to make myself look legitimate to where I don't scare off people and see.
Is that actually a home address, the 2398 Centenary Way? It is, okay. So for Google, I mean, Google knows, first of all, that most service-based businesses are run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. And even if you had like a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, if you don't typically see customers come to you, Google does not want to list a physical street address because well, quite frankly, they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then, of course, with the content that we create, we'll be easily able to get you that 15 or 20 miles that you're looking for. Now, are you looking for commercial work too, or are you focusing solely on residential right now?
Well, commercial work leads cost too much for me. And,
on the Angie.
Opted out from that.
Oh, I got it.
But
you can actually take on commercial work.
Yeah.
As long as it's within
Absolutely.
The scope of what you can handle on your own or possibly get help as needed. Gotcha.
Exactly.
The reason I ask, Alex, is we do very targeted marketing. So again, on the content that we'll create on all of those directories, we'll be specific about the services that you want to be found for. That way you can get those calls from the right types of clients and customers. Now, what is a good email address in case we want to email something out to you?
UnitedCHT@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. UnitedCHT@gmail.com. And then, I never got your last name.
Bublik. B-U-B-L-I-K.
B-U-B-L-I-K. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I would do a couple of things, Alex. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. That's actually where we kind of dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that we know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If, for example, you want us to brand you knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already do have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'll do, and this is required of us as we're Google Premier partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you, again, you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the subscription, and in this case, we're actually waiving the setup fee altogether. Now, Alex, that voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay. Before we go any further, I wanted to ask, you said it's month-to-month.
Yes.
And do I have to, if I change my mind after this month, which sounds by your information, I probably won't, but...
yeah, of course.
Do I have to call? Do you have to call and stop?
Yeah.
Do I have,
yeah, so that's going to be included in the voice verification as well. Like I said, I'm required to read it before I even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. But all that we do request is that you give us a call at least 3 days before your billing date, because we are closed on the weekend. Many, many years ago, I did work in client support for a while, so I do, in fact, know firsthand that if you forget to call before your billing date, if you call us the day of or the day after or a few days after, we would reverse that last payment. But to of course, prevent charges to your next month of service, we do ask that you call us before your billing date.
Okay.
Okay.
I agree.
So like I said, the voice verification does answer a lot of your questions, but feel free to stop me if you have any questions or if you want me to clarify my question. So give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
CHD United LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I do have that. And then, Alex, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Alex Bublik, owner.
Okay. And then, Alex, as the owner of CHT United LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
I authorize.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
You are. Okay. And then, as you might well imagine, Alex, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Alex, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I agree.
Of course. Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Of course, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Alex, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Bublik, that is fair enough, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, reducing the cost of the subscription itself, waiving your setup fee altogether. With it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 23rd of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. Alex, that is an exact amount and a fixed flat rate. So no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. That is a fixed rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 23rd of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199. And again, that rate will never go up. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, which means, of course, you can discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. And again, as I mentioned, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And that, again, is, in fact, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Alex, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand and agree.
Okay, and then Mr. Bublik, that does in fact conclude the voice verification. And then Alex, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
A MasterCard. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both.
Both, okay. Any middle initial or just first and last on that card?
The middle initial, P is a Paul.
P like Paul. Okay, and thank you for clarifying. Otherwise, I would have said, is that P like Paul or T like Tom? But thank you for informing me that's P like Paul. And then it's got the business name as well. You said that was a MasterCard, right? That should start with a 5. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5480.
Mm-hmm.
0946.
Okay.
0128.
Mm-hmm.
1455.
Okay. And then, Alex, the expiration, month and year?
10/26.
10/2026. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
285.
Okay, so I've got 285, 285 on the back, and October or 10 of 2026 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 5480-0946-0128-1455?
Yes.
Okay. And does that fill out the home address, the 2398 Centenary Way Court?
Correct.
And that is 30019. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. That confirmation email sent through our automated system will, in fact, have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Just a second.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Okay. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And, Alex, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will, in fact, follow up with you that following business day or within that same business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Like I said, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email, and that first month's invoice email will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Alex, when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, takes about 25 or 30 minutes. So that means in the first part of that hour, that first half hour, we'll give you a call, and it takes about 25 or 30 minutes after that. So I don't think I can get you in at 3 o'clock, but there is a 4 o'clock, a 5 o'clock available, just one spot available at 6, but we could do 4, 5, or 6.
Which of those?
6, okay. In this case, it's going to be scheduled from 6 until 7. Sometime between 6 and 6:30 is when we'll give you that call, and then it'll take about a half an hour after that. So a one-hour window for a half-hour phone call. If I am available when our client interview technician is available between 6 and 6:30, then I will be on that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician and answer any questions that you might have before I hand it off. If I'm not available, if I'm on another call, and I usually only get about a minute's notice, if I'm not available, they will call you on their own. They've got everything in the notes here, and they'll take good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, and for future security of you and your account here, I did want to set up a security question and answer. This is for your protection, Alex. Anyone who calls us and tells us they're associated with CHT United, even if it's you, we're going to ask you for the security answer. And if it's anyone calling us, anyone calling you saying that they are with Local Splash or Google, they need to know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon, and they will also need to know both the question and the answer unprompted. Now, your options for that security question are either your first pet's name or the city you were born in. Mr. Bublik, which of those would you want for your security question?
Can you create another one by any chance? Or those are the only ones?
It's just in a drop-down box, yeah. So, I mean, we can do either your first pet's name or the city you were born in.
Okay, city I was born in.
And what is the answer?
It's, I can spell it out for you if you want.
Sure.
K is a Kilo, R is a Romeo, E is a Echo, M is a Michael, M is a Michael, 1M, E is a Echo, N is a November, C-H-U-G, Kremenchug.
Okay, you last name is G, right? G like George?
Last letter is G, yeah, Kremenchug.
Yeah, last letter, did I say last name? Okay.
K-R-E-M-E-N-C-H-U-G.
C-H-U-G. Okay, perfect. Okay, so I've got that. I have to type it in twice. Okay. And then you're all set there. I do have that client interview set up. Now, since that client interview is scheduled at 6, at 5 o'clock, you'll get a reminder email. So 1 hour prior to that scheduled call, you'll get a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is in that 6 o'clock hour. I'm also in about a minute here going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is more for your records. You certainly do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the
email?
Okay. So if you open up the text, it should go where we want it to go. The email says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If they've updated the text message, it might say, please click here as well. But once you click on that, it should open up the Local Splash terms of experience, talking about the services we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Alex, is that what you see?
Yes, I'm here where it's asking me Local Splash terms of experience.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom, I need to sign.
Yeah, so there's a small box above that line. It says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Do click on that box. And then your name exactly as it appears. So, of course, with the middle initial of P, the A, P, and B capitalized, but no space after the P, or I'm sorry, no period, I should say, after the P, and only a space before and after it, not a space before Alex or after your last name. If you copy and paste, just be careful. But once you've got your name as it appears in that box, click the confirm signature box just below it. That does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee and reduced the cost. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process, and you will know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Okay, so the way that my name appears on my phone right here on this page, the certification page, is different than it appears on the credit card or on my business debit card. Is that okay?
No, that's okay. Yeah, this is how your name appears on our account.
Good. Okay, that's the way I want it. Okay.
So all emails or paperwork, I would call it, but it's out by email, all of it is going to be sent out to Alex P. Bublik there. So if it's asking you for a username and a password, let me know.
Yeah.
Okay. You can actually stop right there, Alex. The reason it's doing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to track your account. Your automated system here thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which are true right now. But in the next day or so, after we do your client interview, of course, we have to get that information to create that content for there to be something to track. But in the next day or so, once your tracking system is active, you will get by text and email both the username and a default password. The default password, you can change it once you log in. I can actually give you the username now that cannot be changed, but it is easy for you to remember. It's just the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so just the numbers. So it's 678-858-6051. That will be the username. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. And then we can easily send that information out to the right department. You can send anything and everything there. That's the catch-all for everything related to your account. When we do the client interview, though, we will also give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. Go on and jot that down now. That's the email address for the photos team directly. But like I said, you can email everything to the support email, and we'll just take care of the rest. But other than that, you're all set and squared away here on my end. Like I said, we do have that follow-up call scheduled today at 6. If I am available between 6 and 6:30 when we initiate that call, I'll be on it too. But if I'm not, or even if I am, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Absolutely. And I will be able to discuss my new website that I have.
Correct. Yeah. Tara says the one that we have on file is not the site that you wanted to promote. Did you already have a domain for the new site?
I can give it to you. As we were talking on the phone, my designer sent me a link.
Okay.
For the new website.
Great.
That he created for me.
So what is the domain on the new site?
A sec. All right. Do you need all the HTTP?
Nope. That part we just kind of assume. But is it HTTPS? I mean, the S is important. It means secure.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
HTTPS.
And then what is the new domain?
Okay, so after HTTPS colon double slash, it's going to be CHT United.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm painting a house, and repair, like I'm repairing the house. But United paintandrepair.com.
Paintandrepair.com. Okay, so that's going to be the new domain. Perfect. And then in the meantime, until that website is completed, we could theoretically, if you want us to, promote the SquareSite site just to have kind of a placeholder. Until your site is done? I mean, if your site's going to be more than a week or two. Oh, no, it's already up. It's up.
Yeah. He literally sent me the final results.
Oh, great. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was a domain still working on it, but I just pulled it up myself. It looks great. Okay, so I'll make that note. I'll update it, actually. So that will be the website for us to promote. Perfect. All right, so sounds good. Like I said, if I'm available sometime between, between 6 and 6:30, but it's usually between 6:05 and 6:15 maybe when we're going to give you that phone call. They're usually just wrapping up the notes from their previous call and then ready to call you right after.
Okay.
They are a little short-staffed today, so it might be, a couple of minutes.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, I hear you. That is for sure. But real pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully I'm available to speak with you a little later on today, but just the same, pleasure speaking with you.
Likewise.
All right.
Thank
you,
so
Alex. Thank you, too. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.